kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Naninindigan ang pamahalang federal laban sa pamimilit o pamamuwersa na aktibong mabawi mula sa mga kumikitang kumpanya ang mga ibinigay na job keeper payments matapos maisiwalat na libo-libong mga negosyo ay naging doble o triple ang kanilang mga kita habang tumatanggap ng tulong sa pasweldo. Hangad ng oposisyon na bayaran ng mga negosyo ang pera ng mga taxpayer habang hinihiling ng iba na isiwalat ang mga ito sa publiko. Binabatikos ang Job Keeper COVID Support Payment na umuubos sa kaban ng bayan ng Australia. Inilaan ng Labor MP na si Andrew Lee ang oras ng pagtatanong sa parlamento upang questionin si Treasurer Josh Frydenberg tungkol sa pagtutol ng gobyerno na bawiin sa mga kumikitang kumpanya ang mga ibinigay na tulong sa ilalim ng Job Keeper program.
My question is to the Treasurer. New analysis shows the Morrison-Joyce government gave more than $300 million of JobKeeper to firms that tripled their revenues. Given the government is chasing pensioners to return welfare overpayments, why is the government letting these businesses keep millions of taxpayer dollars they clearly didn't need?
Nagpasikot-sikot sa kanyang sagot si Treasurer Frydenberg.
What the honourable member fails to understand is that the great deal of uncertainty in the economy at that time meant that we gave businesses certainty. We gave businesses the ability to plan for their future. We gave businesses the opportunity to hang on to their staff.
Matapos na magpahayag ng pagtutol ang publiko, binayaran ng retailer na Harvey Norman ang anim sa $22 million na tinanggap nito sa ilalim ng JobKeeper payments habang lumaki ang kita nito. Nabunyag sa pinakabagong hiwalay na datos sa naging triple ang kita ng nasa 20,000 na mga negosyo habang tumatanggap ng kabuang $370 million sa JobKeeper subsidy. Humigit kumulang naman sa 15,000 na kumpanya ang dumoble ang kita habang tumatanggap ng $320 million na JobKeeper payments. Ayon sa independent senator na si Rex Patrick, walang ginawang mga hakbang para papanagutin ang mga negosyong ito.
In April 2020, the parliament gave the treasurer powers to make rules that created the JobKeeper scheme. He created an honesty system, a system that basically said to companies, if you are going to have a downturn or you expect you're going to have a downturn, we will assist you. He put no clawback in there. So that means that companies that have gone on to make more money than they ever anticipated don't have to give the money. And that is a massive prudential failure by Josh Frydenberg.
Dagdag pa ni Andrew Lee mula sa Labor na kulang sa transparency ang JobKeeper scheme.
Right now, Australians don't know most of the recipients of JobKeeper. That's quite different from other advanced countries where they've got full transparency. But we only know about the 3% of firms that are listed on the stock market. If you're not a listed company, then Australians don't know whether or not you got JobKeeper. So of the $13 billion that were paid to firms with rising revenues, the vast bulk of that went to unlisted firms. And so that's in the shadows.
Ayon naman ang Director of Governance Advisory Service ng Ownership Matters na si Dean Patch, may antas ng pag-aaksaya o degree of waste ang JobKeeper at sumang-ayon na kailangan ito ng higit na transparency.
What we need to know is where the JobKeeper went for the 97% of the program that currently remains in the dark. So we need to know whether there are foreign-run corporations that have profited and are not paying taxes in Australia who benefited.
Ang paraan ng pagkakaset-up ng JobKeeper Scheme ay nangangahulugang ganap na legal para sa mga kumikitang negosyo na mapanatiling magamit ang natatanggap na pera mula sa JobKeeper. Pero libo-libong ordinaryong Australiano ang hinahabol ng gobyerno na maling nailagay sa ilalim ng JobKeeper Scheme. Ilang sulat mula sa tax office ang nakita ng SBS World News na ipinadala sa mga tao. Sinisingil ang mga ito 12 buwan matapos sabihin sa kanila na maaari silang tumanggap ng pera mula sa scheme. Yan ang ulat na binuo ni Ariana Lucenti at Shubha Krishnan para sa SBS News. Ako si Ana Limbiolata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.